Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Close your eyes and picture your age. How old are you in that image? Most older people see themselves 20 to 30 years younger than they are. And recently, I came face to face with an unfortunate dramatization of that distorted reality. I've always loved handball, though I haven't played for a few years. While in a park, I noticed some teenagers attempting to play the game, and the teacher in me had to give them a few pointers. They were delightful, and it was wonderful hitting the ball with them. Then I asked if they'd like to play a game of doubles, which doesn't have to be that strenuous. What was I thinking? These were three healthy teenagers, maybe 17 years old. I hadn't played in years. Had I lost my mind? Was my memory also suffering the ravages of time? My internal persona had asked to play, but it was my external, 75-year-old body that would do the work. Well, I guess you can see what's coming. One youngster hit a shot I should never have tried to retrieve, but my muscle memory overrode what minimal sense memory I still had, and I lunged forward to hit it. In a half second, I realized that, one, I had no hope of getting to the ball on one bounce. Two, I had completely lost control of my body. Three, it was stupid of me to even try to get to the ball. And four, I was going to smash into the wall. Time slowed down. I felt the loss of bodily control as an out-of-body experience as I became a spectator to my own demise. The shock of seeing me hit the wall will be short-lived for the young men, but for me, the memory of the loss of control of my body will last a long time. Hopefully, its bruising reality will spare me future foolishness, but I'm not counting on it. With a perspective, I'm Ray Pestrong.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.